Welcome back. No. Welcome to the first ever episode of The Sean Madden Show. In the Hall was great. It was a fun 94 episodes. But now it is time for The Sean Madden Show. All right, In the Hall was cool. It was a fun thing. It was based off of me always being in the hall in school because the teachers couldn't handle the comedic genius that I was, a.k.a. causing a disturbance in every class. I was the student that the teachers couldn't avoid. You know, like they would teach sixth grade, and then they'd move up a grade and teach seventh grade, and I would end up getting them again, and they're like, oh, fuck. And then they would go up and teach eighth grade, and then I would get them again. I had this one teacher. She got married during the summer, and so when you look at your syllabus or your class schedule, it had a teacher we've never heard before. And I walk into her class, and it was the same teacher that I had 3 years in a row, but she got married during the summer, so she had a different last name. And she just looked at me, and her look said it all, like, motherfucker, you again? So yeah, In the Hall had a good run, 94 episodes. It's time for the Sean Madden Show. That's what we're doing. The haters are just praying that I fall off. They're like, damn, how does he do a new episode every week? Fuck. I don't fall off. I just can't. It's impossible for me to fall off. Ah, shit. Spilled wine on my damn show notes. What are you going to do? It actually looks better. Looks like a seal of approval in medieval times. A stamp from the king. A declaration of war. I don't want to start off episode one of the Sean Madden Show on a sad note, but I just have to share this news with you. I lost two women in my life this week, and I'm going through it, man. I lost two women this week. Two top-notch hoes, if you will. I made the grave mistake of taking every girl I've ever dated in the last 2 years in Orlando, Florida, to the same exact restaurant. Knowing damn well this would happen one day, where I would walk in with a new girl and run into the girls that I'm currently seeing. I have a nice rotation going. And this week we lost two brave soldiers. And I thought, hey, since none of us are exclusive, everything will be fine. But no, I went home that night and I saw they blocked me on Instagram. They unfollowed me on TikTok. One of them even blocked my number completely. And it's been a rough week. I feel like I lost two soldiers, and it was all my fault. Rest in peace, hoes. Rest in peace. You are gone, but certainly not forgotten. No, I did feel like how, I don't know, I felt like a war general that sent his troops into battle and got them slaughtered, and it was all my fault. Yeah, it is kind of a douchey thing to do, to just take the same girls to the same restaurant. But I'm just like, what are the odds? What are the odds this is going to happen? You know, I'm like, it's 3 p.m. You know, I saw the first girl. I'm like, shouldn't she be at work? You know, whatever, man. I'm having a good time. I didn't have the college experience, okay? I never did all the parties. I never fornicated with multiple women, okay? I didn't go to college. Shit, I think, I lost my virginity at 21. Not only did sex ed scare the shit out of me, but also I saw everyone getting pregnant in my hometown, and I just knew that was the easiest way to get stuck in that fucking cow town. Fucking one Applebee's, one stoplight, bullshit ass town that I grew up in. And I just knew I had to get out of there. And if I had sex with one of these women, God forbid I had a kid, got some weird STD. No, I waited till I moved to New York. I used to hang out with this one girl. Shit, I almost said her name. Let's call her Jenna. Okay? rhymes with Jenna. All right. And Jenna was, she was way older than me. I was 18, 17, 18. She was about 26, 27 at the time. She had a white Mustang GT and she was an alcoholic. And I met her at a trap house where I first watched Cat Williams. That was my intro to stand-up comedy. I watched Cat Williams in a trap house. And every time the door knocked, they paused the stand-up special. I'm like, shh, who the fuck is that? The fuck is that? And then it would just be some guy trying to buy weed. That was when I was really first introduced to stand-up, where I was like, holy shit, this is a job. But yeah, Jenna was always there. You know, she was fucking all the coke dealers. But she lived like right by my house. Or she moved in like right by my dad's house a few years later. And so I would walk over there at night and hang out with her until she would drink until she passed out. And then I would put the blanket over her and I would leave her house. But she made good money. You know, she was in sales. And she had a lot of demons, you know. I think her parents were Mormon and they were super strict. And she did not, something happened where usually when the parents are super strict, the kid just goes off the rails eventually. And her thing was alcohol and Percocet. So she would give me the keys to her Mustang. I'd drive her to the liquor store. She would purchase her Mike's Hard Lemonade or her, you know, whatever the hell she was drinking. And I would drive home. But hey, I was young. She was an older girl. And it was fun just hanging out with her and getting to drive her car. Except for it had custom leather zebra seats, which I didn't like. But shit, I would just take her Mustang around. I thought I was a king. I'm like, I got this older, you know, alcoholic chick that I'm hanging out with. And we would just watch like late night TV and then she'd just pass out drunk. But I remember there was a few nights where she would get drunk and then she'd go out, she'd come back out in like a thong and tried to sleep with me, and I'm like, you know, I know where you've been. But yeah, she was cool. I don't know what happened to her. I know she had like you want to talk about women privilege. She had worked out a deal with a judge. She had like two or three DUIs. And usually as a man, if you get three DUIs, you're fucked. You're done for life. But she worked out a thing where she could go to prison on the weekends. She'd be like, oh, Jenna, what are you doing this weekend? She's like, oh, I got jail this weekend. And then I'm back to work. So somehow, I think her parents had a lot of money. And they're like, oh, God, you know, as much as we don't support our daughter's decisions, we're going to get her out of this mess. And so instead of going to jail full-time 24/7, she would go to jail like Friday night and then get out Sunday night so she could be at work Monday. So she worked Monday through Friday, but on the weekend she had jail. And that's how she served her sentence. I don't know what happened to her. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I don't follow half these people. But yeah, she was just kind of like a cool chick. Looking back, I kind of feel bad for her. But at the time, man, it was just, it was fun. So why are we even talking about this? Oh yeah, virginity. No, yeah, I just was like, you know, girls were like, are you gay? I'm like, no, you don't understand. I cannot be stuck in Bradenton, Florida. Okay. They're like, well, I'm not going to get pregnant. I'm like, yeah, I don't know that. I was just terrified of like, you know, our sex ed was weird, dude. They were like showing like, this is what herpes looks like. This is what, you know, this is what AIDS is. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. You know, and then like some of the cheerleaders on my, in high school, they were pregnant and you'd see them like smoking a cigarette on the trunk of their car in front of the McDonald's parking lot. And you're just like, dude, this is a shit show. There was girls in my middle school who would have to ride in the front of the bus because they were pregnant and they went to like some special class. But I'm like, dude, you're pregnant in middle school? Dude, even pregnant in high school, you're like, dude, get
your fucking shit together, my God.
You know, so, oh yeah, we got sound effects now. But yeah, man, what the fuck? Yeah, so I've been seeing this German girl. And by the way, Eastern European woman, dude, they just make American women look like bums. I hate to say, if you're a woman in America listening to this, I'm sorry, but it's just another level, dude. These Eastern European women, they have it figured out. They drive a Porsche and they just keep their mouth shut, you know? It's just, they're not posting fucking Roe v. Wade memes and protests. They're not holding a sign. You know, they're not screaming nothing. They're just wearing Louis Vuitton sneakers and drinking wine. And they're just, I mean, they're, as far as beauty goes, they're on another level. And some of them don't even know that they're hot. That's what's crazy. I'm like, you know you're a fucking dime? They're like, oh, you know, I guess I'm, But it's like everyone's hot where they're from, so they have no idea. It's like L.A. The person at Starbucks is a fucking 10 out of 10. Even the guys in L.A., you're like, how are you working at Starbucks? You should be like a Calvin Klein model. And they're like, I know. And you're like, okay, settle down. I need my coffee. Yeah, so it was satire, jokingly. Women, ladies, whatever you want to call them. Just girls that I've been seeing on and off. You know, like, hey, you want to get lunch Tuesday? Yeah, let's get brunch Sunday. You know, stuff like that. One of them was 31, so that's not really a big loss. Plus, she shit on my apartment. You know, I invite her over, and she's like, oh, this is such a nice place, da da da. And then she comes into my bedroom, and she goes, you don't have a headboard? Psh, why don't you have a headboard? I'm like, a headboard? That is the least of my concerns. Are you fucking kidding me? Half my life I've spent on an air mattress. You think I'm going to pay $500 for a piece of wood? No, I push my mattress up against the wall and two pillow it. That's my headboard. An extra pillow. You don't have a nightstand? What? Yeah, wait till you find out I don't have a savings account. How about that? Wait till you find out that my credit score is 500. Fuck out of here. You don't have a headboard. That's why I can't be messing with you 30-year-old women. You expect, like, you know, you have no idea. Yeah, I'm moving anyway, so it's like, what does it matter? And my German girlfriend, she's back in Germany for 5 weeks for an interior design internship. But she does want to open a bar in Mexico, which is dope, because I'm moving there anyway. So I'm like, well, I want to open a driving range, a Top Golf type business, so you can run the bar, you know, open your bar inside the driving range. It'll be perfect. We'll have German kids that know Spanish. And they can go to any college they want. That's a hell of a combination. I've been learning Spanish, by the way. I've been getting pretty damn good. I learned 50 words today. I don't remember any of them, but the app told me that I learned 50 words. Duolingo. I got the premium edition. And I went and I got my car washed this week. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to speak Spanish to the workers. You know, when you hand them the tip at the end. And I was like, mucho gracias, señor. And he was like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, God dang it. Just when you thought you knew Spanish, someone's got to just rapid fire you. And I'm like, well, I guess back to the app. You know, I'm done with the introduction levels, level one of travel and level two of restaurants. You know, I know how to say I need a hotel, table for two, things like that. It's amazing that I didn't know I knew that much Spanish. I guess I just picked it up over the years working in the kitchen in New York. You know, I got my buddy Chip, Alberto. You hang out with their family, go to their cookouts. You just pick it up, certain words. And it was kind of crazy. I'm like, holy shit, I know. Like, I can read Spanish, but I can't speak it. So, like, if I see a sign that's in Spanish, I can navigate. But if someone's, like, rapid fire speaking at full speed, I have a hard time. I'll pick up like every other word, but still, I'm getting good. I'm ready. I'm ready to move to Cabo or Tulum. I'm still on the fence. On the fence. Mexican jokes. Ooh, and we're out of wine. Okie dokie. I got the red blend again. What the hell? I keep thinking I'm buying the Cabernet. I don't know, the red blend's all right. They raised the price of this wine. It's usually like $6.99, now it's like $12.28. I don't know if it's inflation or they're just selling a lot, and they're like, you know what, they're going to buy this shit anyway. Raise it $5. So yeah, I'm at the bar with this German girl. Just the level of like intelligence is, you know, they see things from a, you know, like Europeans, she sees things from a different angle. She goes, she's like, I love America, but she's like, you guys are just so brainwashed into consumerism. She's like, what's up with Amazon? She's like, why do you, she's like, my roommate orders 20 packages a day to the house. She's like, it's a drug to you people. I'm like, I know. People are out of their mind. They just buy a bunch of bullshit. And she's like, yeah, it's dopamine. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, we were just talking about how these people just order Amazon and it's like they're trying to fulfill this hole in their soul by ordering this package with a smiley face on it. Like, oh, my little dopamine box is here. And she's just like, yeah, Americans are just so consumed by just bullshit TV. And she's like, everyone's living in a false reality. And we just hit it off, dude. And it was just, you know, we saw a lot of stuff. She's talking about COVID and you know, she's going full Alex Jones. And I'm like, I'm fucking ring shopping, dude. Like, I love this. Dude, she's talking about cars. She's like, oh, my mother just bought the new Porsche Cayenne. It's faster than the Lamborghini Urus 4.0 liter V8. I'm like, are you dropping engine specs on me right now? God. What was that Biggie Smalls song? Dick harder than a missile, yo. You know, we're talking about her parents. I'm like, oh, what does your dad, you know, what does your dad do? This and that. She was like, my father works for Bavarian Motor Workshire. I'm like, did you just say BMW without the acronym? God, I love this woman. My favorite car is the Mercedes AMG GT. Ugh, amazing. And she didn't ask where my headboard was, all right? She just wanted to know what music I was into. What fucking head? That still pisses me off. Ugh, you don't have a headboard? What? If you knew how low that was on my priorities to get it, I'm just happy I have a memory foam mattress. Okay, I had it on the floor up until like a month ago. I finally bought a bed frame. And I got to tell you, comfier on the floor. Mattress to carpet, way better than a dumb bed frame. Okay, the Asians have it right. Just put everything on the floor, eat dinner on the floor, take the shoes off at the door. You got to pick up the, every culture has its greatest hits as far as like things they do. And you just got to kind of pick and choose. You know, I'm blessed enough to have, so like I said this before, if you put all my friends in one photo, it would look like a community college brochure. You're like, how is this so diverse? And I've taken the best things from each culture, and I implement that in my daily life. Little life hacks, you know, because everyone does it different. The Mexicans, the Nigerians, you know, then you got certain music. My playlist is crazy. I might go from Sinatra to Burna Boy to Tigres del Norte. Like, you have no idea what's about to happen on my playlist. All right, let's get into the show. I don't know what the hell is going on.
It has begun.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, so I went down to Sarasota, saw my mom. This week was fantastic because it's the preparation before I travel across the country yet again. Another voyage. We talked about it last episode. But I went down to Sarasota, took my mom out to lunch. That was fun. I don't think we've ever laughed together that much. So it was cool to have a fun time with my mom. Yeah, it was just beautiful, man. And then I hung out that night, had a long conversation with my grandma and my mom. My mom kept wanting to talk about, she watches the news too much. That's the one thing I'll say. You know, on the way to lunch, she's trying to have a gun control debate. Nobody should have 30-round magazines. I'm like, Mom, we're going out to lunch, all right? I don't have a gun control debate. Plus, you're going to lose every time, okay? I am a proud gun owner. I don't want to have this. I don't want to have this. I'm pro all amendments. They're there for a reason, okay? America is lost, though. We have lost all of our core values. You know, I feel like in the 80s, 90s, that was like peak America. Now it's just like, yeah. Now America feels like every man for himself. I don't know if anyone else feels that way. But I just think it's time to leave the country. I actually been talking to a lot of my friends on Instagram and stuff, and everyone's kind of like in the same boat. Like, oh, we're thinking about moving to Italy, Colombia. And I'm just like, shit, y'all go first and let me know. I got my eyes set on Mexico. I don't know why. I feel like if I learn Spanish and, you know, you can eat real food, it's not sprayed with a bunch of bullshit. You know, they got like real farmers markets. Because the person selling the watermelon, they probably grew the watermelon down there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think I'm just going to duck off there. Podcast South of the Border. I was reading some YouTube comments this week. So every now and then I'll go and read the comments. Well, I get the emails on my phone. So it's like, oh, you got a new email from, you know, GamerBoy49. And he's just like, oh, you know, like I've been posting like quote unquote controversial stuff, like podcast clips. A lot of it's out of context because you only have a minute to edit. And so people just go off. And this one guy's like, oh, yeah, typical failed comedian. And I just laugh because I'm like, failed comedian. Dude, I get paid $100 to speak for 15 minutes on stage. How long does it take you to make $100? 10 hours? And that's before taxes at your job at GameStop? Yeah, why don't you hurry up and brush your teeth? You're going to be late for your shift at GameStop. Cocksuckers. I just did a road gig with Ross Padgett. You guys remember him from episode 88. Very fun. I actually had a dash cam video that we filmed. So it was like the on the way to the show and then after the show. So that's cool. It's on YouTube. It's 18 minutes long. And yeah, we got some good footage. So check out the vlog on YouTube. And I want to give some shout outs. Daniel Aradakai, Adam Abrams, Josh Brabson, David McMurray, Laquan J, Paul Pete, Michael Cossey, Mr. Will, Stephen Mikkel, all the way up in Canada, Louis Q out in California, man. Don't give up on your dreams of moving to Nashville. Don't let COVID and all that bullshit stop you, man. Get out there. Let me know how Nashville is because I've also been looking at apartments there. Shout out to my dog, Cranar, up in New York. Always holding it down, always sharing the videos. And last but not least, my guy, Shay, messaging me from prison on a jailbroken iPad. How ironic, a jailbroken tablet. He gets out in 2024. He hit me up. He's like, yo, how's the podcast going? I finally got a jailbroken tablet, so it's making my time in prison a little bit easier. He's been locked up since 2016, and he'll be out in 2024. So stay strong, brother. It was funny, man. I was like, well, hey, look at the bright side. You're not worried about gas prices or rent prices in prison. So, hope all is well. That was my dude, man. He sat behind me in gym in seventh grade, and we were always laughing together, dude. Great athlete, but man, sometimes you make a decision and you end up at the wrong place at the wrong time, or, you know, you do something that you thought was the right choice or the smart move in the moment, and you end up getting caught. So no judgment here at the Sean Madden Show. Speaking of prison, we do got some articles. Houston rapper 213 Jug God, who made music videos about robbing out-of-town ATMs, is busted in Nashville for doing just that. Wow, a lot of synchronicities in this episode. Jailbreak, jails, Nashville. It's kind of wild, actually. I did not plan any of this.
And Fox 26's Matthew Seedorf sharing this story for us tonight. It's one you'll see only here on Fox. And Matthew, we know one of the guys raps about robbing ATMs. Crazy.
That's right, Jonathan. Just bizarre. He has a video on YouTube with a song called Make It Home, where he raps about robbing banks outside of the state, then getting back to Houston. But this time, police stop him before he gets back here. In a now ironic YouTube music video, rapper 213 Jug God can be seen with a gun on his waist. 'Cause we can't let you lose control. Rapping about robbing banks out of state, praying he makes it home. Damn, what's taking long? On Tuesday, the rapper, along with these three others from Houston, were arrested out of state near Nashville, Tennessee, accused of robbing an ATM technician at gunpoint.
If you're going to rap about it and then turn around and be about it and you get caught, that's on you.
Hey, at least my man 213 Jug God was about it. You know, a lot of these rappers are talking about robbing and trapping and selling drugs, but man, he actually did it. Yo, free 213 Jug God, man.
Shouldn't do stupid crap, and you definitely shouldn't violate the law and talk about it.
Police found these stacks of cash with Darius Dugas, Sasandre Dugas, Christopher Alton, and Wadijon Riley, also known as 213 Jug God.
I love these reporters. Rapper 213 Jug God. That's so funny, man. What else we got? Here we go. Starbucks may have to reverse its open bathroom policy to keep employees safe amid growing mental health issues, the company's CEO said. We have to harden our stores and provide safety for our people, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz said at a New York Times event this week. I don't know if we can keep our bathrooms open. So yeah, I do appreciate when you can just, you know, like on a road trip, you stop at a McDonald's because it's the closest thing off the exit. You run into the bathroom, don't order anything, leave. You just basically use it as a bathroom. In New York City, LA, you know, it's weird because unless you go home, you can't really use the bathroom in these cities. You know, but I get like if you walk into a coffee shop, buy a coffee for $4 to take a piss. But it's just this weird dynamic of like not having public bathrooms. It's just like a thing we do in this country. But also, I understand the bathroom code because in these cities, people go into these stores and they shoot heroin. You find needles in the trash can. Employees get stuck when they're taking out the trash at night after their shift. Nobody wants fucking an AIDS needle in a trash can when they're getting paid $12 an hour to sell coffee. So yeah, it's just like a weird thing. I understand it. I see both sides. A lot of people were like outraged, like, oh, they're going to put the codes back on the doorknobs and you're going to have to buy something to use the bathroom. It's like, yeah, you're going to have to pay $6 to use the bathroom in America unless you're at home. Sorry. Unless you pee in a bottle in your car. It is what it is. And we got a TSA issue here. Traveler told TSA he had no idea a sword was concealed in his cane. Security administration officers at Boston's Logan International Airport discovered a long blade inside a traveler's cane on Tuesday. So, my guess is he knew there was a sword in there. But either way, that's fucking badass, dude. If I was 80 years old, I would definitely have a cane sword. In fact, that would be the only way I would have a cane, is if I could pull a sword from it. This is pretty badass, dude. You're 80 years old? Oh yeah, I'm pulling a sword out on someone. If they try me. Now, can he get out of this? I mean, obviously they confiscated, but it is funny to think that an old guy bought a cane and then for like 5 years, it's just had a sword inside of it the entire time. And then until it goes through an x-ray, he has no idea. And I got to share this with you. So my sister has someone in her class named Shithied. It's spelled shithead. Shithead, and it's a surname in India, but it's spelled shithead. So she's saying, like, when they do, like, roll call, the teacher would be like, shit, like, they have no idea. They think it's a prank. Dude, you gotta be so careful what you name your kid. Like, I get in India if shithied means something, but dude, shithead. Imagine having the last name shithead in an American school. Oh, the hell that these parents bestowed upon their child. Shithead. The girl's name is Shithead Patel. How fucked up is that? And she's like, no, it's Shithied. And it's like, no, bitch, your name is Shithead. Oh, my God. And we got a Connecticut bus driver with 38 passengers on board found passed out on side of the road. Claims he didn't know the gummies he'd been snacking on were THC-infused edibles. In Bridgeport, Connecticut, a commercial bus driver has been charged with 38 counts of reckless endangerment. Oh, damn, because there's 38 passengers on the bus? That's fucked. He was charged with reckless endangerment after blacking out behind the steering wheel while snacking on gummies he said he didn't know were infused with THC. Jinwan Chen appeared Tuesday in Bridgeport Superior Court after being arrested at his home in Boston. Chen was driving 38 passengers from Mohegan Sun Casino on March 13th where he stopped the bus on the side of the Interstate 95 in Stratford. Police said they found Chen slumped unconscious in the driver's seat next to an open package of Smokies, edibles, cannabis-infused fruit chews. Oh, dude, I've had those before. Those are amazing. How did he not know they were infused? It literally says it on the label. Toxicology tests showed Chen had a high level of THC, the active ingredient in cannabis, in his bloodstream, prosecutors said. Chen told Judge Ndidi Moses on Tuesday that he had no idea he had been snacking on anything but regular candy. I didn't know it was marijuana, Chen said. The Chinese interpreter, according to Hearst, Connecticut media, I didn't know. Wait, this guy didn't even speak English? He's driving a bus. Wait. I thought it was regular candy. I didn't know it was marijuana, Chen said through a Chinese interpreter. According to her, what, this guy's driving a bus? He's driving people home from a casino that are probably also fucked up. Anyone leaving a casino in a bus? Yeah, they don't make very good life decisions. I'm sure this is the least dangerous thing that they've encountered that week, was driving with a bus driver that was high on edibles. They're probably like, thank God he's only on edibles. People are fucking methed out in the back of a bus. They just lost all their money on a casino. Moses ordered Chen held in lieu of $25,000 bond and set his next court date for August 25th. Victor Chen, the manager of Go Go Sun Tour, the bus company, told Hearst that Jinwan Chen had been driving for the Boston-based company for 10 years and has an exemplary. Why do they got to throw that word in there when I'm fucking smacked? Anyway, he had a great driving record. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, but he has a sweet tooth and likes candy, Victor Chen said. This would never have happened a couple years ago, but now that marijuana's everywhere, he added. Dude, okay, so this guy needs a Chinese interpreter. No wonder he's just crushing gummies on a bus. Oh my, what's one bag? Let's say, okay, so he's never done marijuana. I know at least one pack of gummies is 100 milligrams. This dude just crushed 100 milligrams, never done edibles. At least he pulled over. It's not like he crashed into an elementary school. Yo, free my boy Chen. Let him drive that Greyhound, bro. Damn, man, my boy Chen. Yo, free Chen and 213 Jug God. And I think that'll do it for this week. If you're watching on the YouTube, hit that thumbs up, hit the subscribe button. If you're on Apple or Spotify, leave a review. You don't even have to type anything, just click the 5 stars. And don't forget to check out that vlog I did with Ross. It's on YouTube. Appreciate you listening, and we will see you next week.